Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Come, let us celebrate ever more joyfully how through the centuries martyrs so glorious laid down their lives for you, Jesus our King and Lord, enduring all courageously. The world enticing them to its apostasy, they braved its mockery, setting its threats at naught, their love upholding them, nothing could hinder them from imitating their leader. Brave men and women too suffered for love of you. No sound or murmuring broke from their tortured lips. Their souls tried such anguish patiently. What voice or tongue e'er can tell of the happiness you have in readiness for those who die for you? Their crowns are rich beyond measure. Most Holy Trinity, humbly we beg of you, forgive our sinfulness, danger
He is my comfort and my refuge. In him I put my trust.
Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war. He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my savior, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings peoples under my rule. Lord, what is man that you care for him? Mortal man that you keep him in mind? Man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a passing shadow? Lower your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains. Wreathe them in smoke. Flash your lightnings. Rout the foe. Shoot your arrows and put them to flight. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He is my comfort and my refuge. In him I put my trust.
Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord.
Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord.
To you, O God, I will sing a new song. I will play on the 10-stringed harp, to you who give kings their victory, who set David, your servant, free. You set him free from the evil sword. You rescued him from alien foes whose mouths were filled with lies, whose hands were raised in perjury. Let our sons then flourish like saplings, grown tall and strong from their youth. Our daughters graceful as columns, adorned as though for a palace. Let our barns be filled to overflowing with crops of every kind. Our sheep increasing by thousands, myriads of sheep in our fields. Our cattle heavy with young, no ruined wall, no exile, no sound of weeping in our streets. Happy the people with such blessings, happy the people whose God is the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, God of strength, you gave your Son victory over death. Direct your church's fight against evil in this world. Clothe us with the weapons of light and unite us under the one banner of love, that we may receive our eternal reward after the battle of earthly life.
Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord.
Now the victorious reign of our God has begun.
Now the victorious reign of our God has begun.
We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign.
The nations have raged in anger, but then came the day of your wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and small alike.
Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God.
They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Now the victorious reign of our God has begun.
A reading from 1 Peter. Dearly beloved, rejoice in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ, for then God's Spirit in its glory has come to rest on you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let the just rejoice and sing for joy in the Lord.
Let the just rejoice and sing for joy in the Lord.
Delight in his love, you pure of heart.
And sing for joy in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Let the just rejoice and sing for joy in the Lord.
The holy friends of Christ rejoice in heaven. They have followed in his footsteps to the end. They have shed their blood for love of him and will reign with him forever.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things. And the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel. For he has remembered his promise of mercy. The promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The holy friends of Christ rejoice in heaven. They have followed in his footsteps to the end. They have shed their blood for love of him and will reign with him forever. This is the hour when the King of Martyrs offered his life in the upper room and laid it down on the cross. Let us thank him and say,
We praise you, O Lord.
We praise you, O Lord, our Savior, inspiration and example for every martyr, for loving us to the end.
We praise you, O Lord.
For calling all repentant sinners to the rewards of life.
We praise you, O Lord.
For entrusting to your church the blood of the new and everlasting covenant poured out for the remission of sin.
We praise you, O Lord.
For our perseverance in your grace today.
We praise you, O Lord.
For incorporating our dead brothers and sisters into your own death today.
We praise you, O Lord.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who chose to manifest the blessed hope of your eternal kingdom by the toil of Saints John de Brébeuf, Isaac Yogues, and their companions, and by the shedding of their blood, graciously grant that through their intercession, the faith of Christians may be strengthened day by day. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.